Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Fuller.
Thank you. Pastor Fuller, you know, you said earlier about we are all, Holy Spirit, walking into the temple, coming into the house of God, and we are the house of God. In the first lockdown in 2020, we were on an online meeting, and I mentioned this to you. I think I may have mentioned this to you a few weeks ago, or I mentioned it to Io. We were in this meeting, and I said to the Lord, the song was going through my mind. We wait on you. We wait on you. We wait on you to walk in the room. And I said to the Lord, but how can we all in different venues? He said, no. Actually, you're in one venue, and that's the throne room of heaven.
That's right.
You come together in unity to worship. You come together in one venue, and that's the throne room.
Amen.
So, amen. Holy Spirit, come here this evening. Mm. Walk into this room.
Thank you, Jesus.
Pray that you'll come and meet us, each one of us, in the places that we are right now. Mm. Come and meet us in the temples that we were created to be. Wa emimimo. Wa emimimo. Come, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor Fuller, thank you so much for this evening. And I want to start by asking a question. Are you ready to recognize the evidence of the presence? Are you ready to recognize the evidence of the presence? On Sunday, we had a meeting, a prayer meeting at our church, and I was asked to pray for the nations. And the Lord said to me, I want you to go to each person, each nation represented in the church. And I want you to go and find out how in their language do you say, come Holy Spirit. So I went to a guy that was originally from Akura. And I said to him, how do I say, come Holy Spirit? And he said, wa emimimo. And I want to declare that over the airwaves this evening. Come, Holy Spirit. Teach us to walk on the water. Teach us to recognize the evidence of the presence. Mm-hmm. I want to just start by sharing this evening, just sharing a few testimonies about how the Lord's brought me to this place of the revelation that that I feel that we need to share this evening. Quite a few years ago, when I say quite a few, probably say 8 years ago, I was in quite a bad place, not spiritually, but frustrated, really frustrated where I was at. And I found myself just pressing into the Lord, pressing in this place of frustration. And the Lord said to me, I want you to ask me two questions. What do you want to teach me? And where do I need to grow? What do you want to teach me? And where do I need to grow? And 8 years later, I'm still asking those two questions every single day. What do you want to teach me? And where do I need to grow? In that place of frustration, the Lord said to me, I want you to every day write down the lessons that I teach you. I want you to call it lessons from the pond. And for a few weeks, I wrote down the lessons from the pond. And then it went to, as this frustration started lifting, it went to lessons from the dam. Then it went to lessons from the lake. Then it went to lessons from the river. And in that place of constantly crying out for change, Lord, show me where I need to change, because we cry out to see the change. We want to see the change. But I want you to know that if you desire to see change, you need to be changed. If you want to see change, you need to change. It doesn't matter where we're at. It doesn't matter how established we think we are. If you want to see change, you need to change. I need to change. And I cry out for that every single day. And that brings me to the second testimony. And this is the foundation of the revelation that the Lord gave us. On Monday evening, I arrived back from seeing a client, and I was sitting in bed, busy doing some work, and I decided to put some worship music on and just soak while I was working. And the song came up, "You make me brave. You make me brave. You call me out beyond the shore into the waves." And as that song came up, I felt Holy Spirit, the presence of the Lord just into the room. And I was pretty overwhelmed by the presence. I just carried on just slowly just working. And Holy Spirit said to me, "I want to talk to you about Peter, and I want to talk to you about walking on the water." And I put my laptop down, and Holy Spirit said to me, when you speak about Peter and walking on the water, when you speak about him, about Jesus, him recognizing Jesus coming across the waters, and you speak about him saying to Jesus, "If that is you, Lord, call me and I will come. I will step out and I'll walk on the water." And then the focus is the fact that Peter started sinking. But something that you don't realize is that the boat, Peter was a fisherman, and the boat represented his place of security, his place of safety. As a fisherman, that was where, on the water, he was most secure. Him stepping out of the boat meant that he stepped out of his comfort zone. And I want to ask you this evening, are you prepared to step out of your comfort zone? Because it's in that place of stepping out that you'll recognize the evidence of the presence. It's in that place of stepping out. And as I was busy just processing this revelation, I found myself standing on the water in an open vision. And it was, if I become emotional, please excuse me, because it is actually still quite a real vision to me. And whenever I share and reflect on it, I'm back in that vision. And I found myself stepping out onto the water. And I started just processing this feeling of what it felt like to actually be on the water. And the Lord's been preparing me for this for a few months, towards the middle of, or towards the last quarter of 2021. Holy Spirit started speaking to me about, dropped this phrase into my spirit. In the presence, the waves become your dance floor. In the presence, the waves become your dance floor. And so Monday evening, I'm just in this place in this open vision, and I find myself on the water just processing the emotions I'm going through and just thinking about, I'm on this water, I know I should be sinking, but I'm not. I know that this is not natural to actually be on this water. And then all of a sudden, I found myself just running along the water, and like a little child, when there's water on grass, or like on a football pitch or something, and they stop and they slide along the pitch, I found myself running on the water and stopping and just sliding along the water. And then I found myself dancing, just as though I had a flag in my hand. I found myself just closing my eyes and lost in this place, on the presence, because when Peter stepped out of the boat onto the water, he didn't step out onto water. He stepped out onto the presence. When Peter stepped out of the boat, he didn't step onto water. He stepped out onto the presence. And I found myself just lost in this place of just understanding the awesomeness of what I was experiencing. And I don't use that word awesome lightly. And I found myself just lost in the awesomeness of understanding of where I was finding myself. And the next minute, I was just aware of this presence coming up behind me. And I turned around and I saw Jesus walking along the waters towards me. And he didn't say anything. He just stretched out his hand. And I just I'm reaching for my hand. And as I put my hand in his, he immediately just led me in this dance. And towards also to, as when the Holy Spirit last year was speaking to me about dancing on the water, dancing in the presence, when I'm in the presence, the waves become your dance floor. I actually started singing this song about, I feel your eyes fixed on me. And as I lift my gaze, I see you looking across the dance floor. And I hear your voice speak to me. Can I have this dance? Put your hand in mine. Let me take the lead. As I lead you across this dance floor. And I found myself just as I was just driving in my car over that period, just singing the song every day, just about this dance, this perichoresis of heaven, this dance of heaven, and how the Lord was wanting to sweep us into the presence and into this place. And then the next morning, I wrote that down in the vision and that. And the next morning, I was sharing it with Cheryl, and we started speaking about co-laboring with heaven. And as she said co-laboring, she said, no, it's not about laboring. It's about being in a place of united unity and relationship. And as she said that, Holy Spirit said to me, but it is about co. And Holy Spirit said to us then that 2020 and 2021 was about the re's. Reestablish, realign. And there were many re's that came out over that time. But 2022 is about the co's. Coexistence. Cohesion. Cooperation. And on Tuesday, I spoke about commissioning, cooperation and commissioning. And tonight, this is part of this evening is about communion, and about understanding the importance. And for me, communion is about understanding the importance of the presence. And how Jesus came, and he came to do one thing, and that is to reestablish connection between you, between me, and between our Father.
Yeah.
Not between the God of all creation, but between our Father. Because God is your Father. And when Jesus died on the cross and invited us into this place of sonship and daughtership with the Almighty Living God, he established something within us. And what he established was a place of honor. You, Cheryl, myself, he established within us a place of honor. And that place of honor is I call it the crucible place. Because that place of honor was established for one reason, and that was to host the presence. And whoever you are right now listening to this, if you ever question in your heart whether you carry the fullness of heaven, the fullness of Jesus, the fullness of all of creation, the power that created this universe within you, I want to tell you that's a lie of the enemy that's making you question that. Because when you gave your heart to Jesus and he came and dwelt within you, the fullness of all of creation, the fullness of his presence came to dwell within you. Because, and I want you to hear these words. The glory and the presence are inseparable. You cannot separate the glory and the presence. So as I'm going to hand over to Cheryl to carry on. I just want to encourage you this evening as we prepare for communion. Communion is about honoring the body. Mm-hmm. Communion is about honoring and the fullness of the body. You are part of that body. And this evening, as we share this, and as I hand over to Cheryl, I want to honor you this evening.
Amen. Yeah, what Gary's been talking about is that incredible oneness that God calls us into, not just with himself, but with one another. And even in John 14, Jesus says he's the way to oneness, to connection with the Father. You cannot go to the Father unless you come through Jesus Christ. So he made the way for us to be one with the Father. But now out of that oneness, God wants us to abide in the vine. In John 15, Jesus speaks about being the vine and we are the branches. And he says, abide in me. And so once we are one with Christ, he calls us into that abiding in the fellowship with God. And I just want to read a few verses from John 15, from verse 7. Jesus says this, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it'll be given to you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's command and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. There's just a few things in this scripture I want to point out. Remaining, first of all, in the Word of God. We call to remain in the Word of God. We call to remain in the love of God. And out of that love of God, we are to obey Him. And God says specifically that His joy will be in you and His joy will be complete. But and also he says that we will bear forth much fruit. If we are abiding in the vine, I believe the much more fruit comes as we are abiding in the vine, as we are linked together with one another, loving one another. And I believe when we're living like that together, God commands a blessing. He says, where brothers dwell together in unity, God commands a blessing. So as we come to communion tonight, it's part of abiding in the vine. And it's interesting that Jesus says the vine, because grapes and wine and grape juice come from the vine. So as we allow ourselves to be planted together with one another, living in the vine, so we will bear forth that much more fruit. Now, if you read that scripture, it also speaks about pruning. That God comes along and he cuts off branches that don't bear fruit so that we can become more fruitful. And we can choose, we can make a decision and a choice to focus in on the pruning. No one likes to be pruned. It's quite painful. But I would rather suggest we focus on the process that's going to bring us into the much more fruit. Because I believe that as we produce fruit in our lives, so we bring glory to the Father. That's what it says. So I don't know about you, but I know about me. I want to glorify the Lord with my life. I don't want to bring one grape to the Lord and say, here's my fruit. I would much rather have a whole vineyard and say, Father, here's my vineyard that I'm giving back to you that you gave to me. And I believe the joy of God is released over that when he sees the fruit. And I believe God is calling us to see that fruit in our lives. But there are conditions. We have to remain in the Word. We have to remain in love. We have to remain in loving one another. And that's what the communion is about, is coming together in that unity and not having a problem with your brother or your sister, but having a clean heart towards one another. And having fellowship with one another, joined together. And I believe there's great power as we take communion, because it is the blood of Jesus. And the blood of Jesus still cries out, because Jesus is alive today. He's not dead. He died, but he rose. So it's the resurrection power of the Lord in the blood of Christ to actually deliver us, to set us free, to heal us. And then Jesus also said that his body was broken. When we think about the bread, his body was broken so that we could be one, so that we could be joined with the Father, so that we could come into that intimate space that Gary was talking about, where we can dance with the Lord, where we can enjoy his presence together. But I think the challenge for us right now is to dwell together in unity and to bring forth the much, much fruit in the vine.
Yeah, and as Cheryl was talking about that, and it says, that scripture says, and we will bear much fruit. I'm going to put this out there as a thought. Is it possible that the much fruit that we bear together in unity, the much fruit that we bring together to the Father, is what the Father is going to use to produce the new wine? Or is it possible that the reason why we're not seeing the fullness of what we should be walking in right now as a body is because we're not bringing the much fruit before the Lord? It's just it's a question, and I'm feeling quite challenged. I'm asking myself that question. Am I bringing fruit to the Lord enough for him to produce that new wine? Because there's a scripture that says, Jesus says, whatever you ask the Father for in my name, you will receive. If you go and read that in the Amplified Bible, it says, whatever you ask the Father for in my name, representing all of who I am, you will receive.
Mm.
And for years, I asked the Lord, please explain that to me. Please explain what it means to represent all of who you are. Because I want to represent, I want to go and heal the sick, I want to go and do, I want to go and do, I want to go and do, I want to speak the words, I want to flow prophetically. And the Lord said to me, it's not about all of that, it's about love. If I came to reveal the love of the Father, I came to bring people, I came to bring in a kingdom that is incorruptible and that is founded with one thing, absolute love.
Mm.
And so representing all of who I am is love. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Love the Lord your God with all your heart. And love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Mm.
And as Cheryl said, as we prepare to take communion, I want to just pause a little bit. And I want to challenge all of us. Is there somebody, because in this challenge, the Bible says that that Jesus prayed this prayer of unity, and he said, Father, may they be one as we are one. And you and I make up the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ. So when we take communion, it's not just about honoring Jesus, the body of Jesus hanging on the cross. It's about honoring the living body of Jesus. It's also about honoring the resurrected body and the living body of Jesus. You and I are part of that body. That's why Paul says that many have grown sick and some have fallen asleep because they have dishonored the body. So I want to ask you, is there anybody that within the body, that you'll walk into church on a Sunday, and you go, I don't want to sit next to that person. Because I know there are people that I can think of, that I walk into church, and I've been challenged over the last few weeks about this, that do I honor the body in all things?
So can we pray and prepare our hearts to take communion tonight? So I'll lead us in a prayer, but I want to encourage you to just join your hearts and ask the Lord, just sit quietly before the Lord as I'm praying, and pray with us in agreement. So Father, I want to thank you that you have called us to be one with you. I want to thank you, Father, that you desire us to examine our own hearts. So, Father, tonight we want to come and we want to examine our hearts before you. We want to present our hearts before you. Father, would you show us if there's any offense, if we've held anything against anyone else, Father, would you show us now? In the light of your presence, would you just bring it to the light that we can get rid of it, that we can repent, and that we just ask you, would you come and cleanse our hearts tonight, that we may walk in this oneness with you. Thank you, Father, for your presence. Holy Spirit, you are the one who convicts us, who brings us into right standing with you. And Father, I pray that as we come and we take this communion tonight, if there's any healing that is needed in people's bodies tonight, physical healings, Father, would you come and bring healing?
Mm-hmm.
Where there's broken relationships tonight, Father, would you come and restore? And Father, where there's disunity, would you cause unity to come by your Spirit? Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. I feel we should go into communion now. And maybe Paula can lead us in the communion going further, or would you like us to do the communion?
Yeah, thank you very much, Cheryl. That's something profound you both shared now. Honoring the body is actually honoring everyone in the body of Christ. So profound. So profound. You know, at times when we're talking about the body of Christ and then we're taking communion, yeah, at times we might be under the impression that it's something external. What do I mean? You know, we're talking about a body somewhere, but we are that body.
Yeah.
We must not have broken fellowship. We must not have a broken relationship. We must not have, disunity. That's really what we do also when we come to the place of communion, to bring that restoration, by the stripes of Jesus, through his, body broken, so to speak, we were healed. It brought healing. So it's a time of healing tonight, people. I will read a scripture, and then we'll just take the communion together, and then, by the Spirit of God, as you're led to just pray and minister, to people online. By the Spirit of God, please do. So I will encourage everyone watching tonight, it's time for healing. It's time for restoration. It's time for communion. It's time for that coming together of that which has come apart. It's time for, the cohabiting, cooperation, all the things that Gary was sharing before. It's time for commissioning. It's time for us to come together to that place, to the Lord's table, and let's partake. Jesus said somewhere, anyone who will not eat his flesh, drink his blood, has no part in him. So tonight, I read from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. So if you have your communion, you can get it ready. If you have the bread and the wine, please just get it ready. As I read this scripture, we'll just break bread together and drink together. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 23, Paul was writing there, and it says, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, he took the bread." So I'll just ask us if we can just take the bread Just hold it, and we'll just flow together, so to speak. And then the next verse tells us when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Can I ask, as we break bread together now, let's give thanks. Let's thank God for healing. Let's thank God for restored relationships. Let's thank God for restored unity. Let's thank God for restored fellowship. Let's thank God for restoration right now. I don't know what has been taken away or what is come apart in people's lives watching, joining the service online. Just thank God. Let's thank God for that body broken for us, bruised for our iniquities. Let's thank God for our sins are forgiven. Let's thank God that by the shedding of the blood of Jesus, which we're going to drink, symbolic of the wine, that we were healed. So let's break the bread, let's give thanks. And it says, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." So let's eat together. Lord Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we remember everything you have done. The psalmist said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. Do not forget all his benefits. He forgives all iniquities and heals all diseases." Thank you. We remember these things, and let that the spirit of remembrance be stirred up in us in the name of Jesus. And verse 25, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, says, "In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me.'" And then verse 26 says, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes." So in the same manner also, let's thank the Lord for the shedding of the blood. Let's thank him. Through the shedding of the blood is the remission of sins. Through the shedding of the blood, we were healed. The Bible says life is in the blood. As we drink the blood of Jesus, symbolized by this fruit juice and the wine that we're drinking right now, Father, thank you. By your stripes, Lord Jesus, we were healed. Thank you for the healing. Thank you for the forgiveness. And thank you for your goodness and mercy, in Jesus' name. Let's just drink together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, and thank you, Holy Spirit. We just receive your word right now. We receive your healing. We receive by the power of the Holy Spirit everything you've said and everything you're saying and everything you're doing right now by the power of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. I just hand over to you, Cheryl and Gary. So if you want to just pray and minister to the people, we'll just receive that before we go. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Is it possible to see anyone? Yeah, we can't really see who's online, but anyway, we'll pray.
Yeah, Apostle Fuller, do you know, it's amazing that when we, one of the things that I'm also so aware of when we take communion is the fact that there's a scripture in Deuteronomy. It says, I was just about to look for it, but there's a scripture in Deuteronomy that says, If a man is sentenced to be put to death, and he is hung on a tree, he must not be left on the tree overnight.
Yep.
But he must be taken down before sunset, lest a curse rest on the land.
Mm.
And something that that always stands out for me over communion is that the when Jesus paid the price, he didn't just redeem us. He redeemed all of creation.
Mm.
He redeemed your business.
Mm.
He redeemed the land that you have built your home on.
Lord,
he redeemed the nations that you've come from.
Mm.
Every person that's on here, he redeemed every single. That's why the land, that every place that your foot shall tread, that land the Lord will give you. Why? Because he has redeemed that land.
Mm.
He's redeemed that land. And I just before we carry on, just a minute just to share what the Lord's just showing us and laying on our heart. I just, when you were sharing, Pastor Fuller, just with about communion, I felt quite, whenever I take communion, I have this welling up within my heart.
Mm.
Lord, I love your body.
Mm.
I love your body. And I don't want to see fracturing within your body. I don't want to see disunity within you. The same way that I long to see my family, my brother and my sister, to walk in unity and in harmony with me.
Mm.
That same way I long to see total health and healing of your body.
Amen.
And I want to ask every person online tonight, stop settling for nothing, for second best.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus, the body of Jesus, set you free. Today, last night we were on a prayer meeting, and we were praying for somebody who was traveling, and who was struggling with extreme pain while they were traveling. And we started declaring healing over this person, but then we stepped into, I want to call it prayers of unbelief. Lord, we thank you. If it's your will that this will happen, we thank you. I want to tell you, health and healing in your body is Jesus' will. Plain, there's no question about it. And for too long, Shira and I got to the place today where we actually got quite mad. We got quite, I want to say, use the word angry, with sickness in the body, and with the fact that we've settled for it. Last night I had a dream. I dreamt that I was in people's homes, busy designing stuff for them, but designing around them personally, and this person said to me, I like the design, but I don't want that shelf that's got malaria on it. And I went into design and I saw myself taking the shelf and removing it. Because we've accepted stuff in our lives. And as I was praying into that today, I felt the Lord say, you've accepted stuff in your life that you've put on a shelf because it's become, you've just accepted that is part of life. I want to tell you, it's not part of life. Sickness is not part of life. Mm. It's time for us to get irritated with sickness and to command it out of the body.
Yeah, so let's pray for those that are sick tonight in your body. If you're sick in any area in your body, just lay hands on yourself tonight. I'm going to pray that the Holy Spirit would come and bring healing. So, Father, I want to thank you for a healing anointing. Mm. Poured out upon these bodies, these people tonight. Holy Spirit, would you come and lay hands on each one? You know the afflictions people are facing, and we rebuke them now in the name of Jesus. They must go. Thank you for the power of the blood of Jesus over people's lives tonight. There's someone online tonight, and it feels as if you've been in a massive storm, and there's a battle raging around your life. And for you, I want to speak, be still to the storm. I want to speak to the storm and say, be still in Jesus' name. And Father, I'm praying for a releasing of peace upon her life tonight. Would you come with peace and just settle her? And I pray for a good night's sleep tonight. You've been troubled in sleeping tonight, but tonight you're going to sleep very well. And so, Father, I want to release sleep upon your beloved tonight, that she would rest well in the arms of Jesus tonight, in Jesus' name.
Yeah, and I want to pray for people tonight, because as I was preparing for this evening, I felt the Lord say that there are people that have stepped out in the past and stepped out and they've sunk into the wave. They've stepped out and they've sunk into the wave. They've stepped out and they've sunk into the wave. And now you're saying it's time to step out onto the water. And they're thinking, what is going to change? I'm calling you out of that place. I want to declare, I want to call you out of that place of doubt. I want to call you back onto the water. I want to, and those that have found themselves just stepping back into the boat and going, do you know what? This is my place of security. I want to call you out of that boat onto the water, into the place of change.
Yeah, and Father, I want to pray for people who need to experience your presence in an intimate way, like Gary did. Maybe you even need to dance. Maybe you have an anointing on your life for dance, and God is calling you to co-labor, to co-dance with him. So, Father, I want to call those people into that place of extravagant worship, and extravagant dance, extravagant intimacy, and those that haven't been feeling your presence, would your presence come and just draw them into that place of oneness with you tonight? In Jesus' name. I felt God was also, there was an anointing tonight to actually bring restoration in relationships. Those of you that have got broken relationships, oh, Father, I'm asking for such an anointing to come upon each one, that you are the restorer of families. And Father, that you cause the children's hearts to be turned to the fathers and the fathers to the children. Would you pour out that anointing, Father, to do that restoration tonight? Broken mothers and fathers and even marriages tonight, Father. I want to pray for such an anointing upon marriages. Some of you have been in a very rocky time in a marriage. It feels very turbulent. And so, Father, I want to speak peace into people's homes tonight. Where there's been contention and strife, Father, we want to rebuke that tonight. And we want to release your peace and your love into those homes.
Yes, Father, and as Cheryl has just declared that into the homes of those that are online, I want to declare an awakening of love. Awakening of love in the hearts of every person that is online this evening. Every person that will listen to this. I want to declare an awakening of love. Your word says in Song of Songs, the beloved writes and says, do not awaken my love until he so desires. I want to declare tonight, he so desires. I declare tonight an awakening of love.
And may you hear the call of the Lord wooing you into that place tonight, to awaken, to rekindle a fire, to rekindle that love within your heart. May you hear in the spirit, almost like the cooing of the doves, that you would hear the sound of the Lord just chasing after you, calling you into that romance with him, in Jesus' name.
Yes, Father, and as Cheryl was praying that, I just want to declare a restoration of trust. I want to declare a restoration of trust, where trust has been broken, and trust has, and people have felt as though they've been deceived, or there's been fracturing in relationship. Father, I want to declare a restoration of trust. Father, and I'm calling, there's one of the codes that the Lord's gave us was copulation. which is coming together in unity in order to be fruitful and to in intimacy
and multiplication.
And multiplication.
Yes, as a result
yes.
of that.
Yes, and I want to declare over people's lives tonight a coming together in intimacy for and over couples where there has been fracturing, a coming together in intimacy and a restoration of relationship. And Father, I want to declare over the woman online tonight, and I'm speaking this into your ear tonight. If you are desiring a child, I'm declaring an openness over your womb, and I'm declaring fruitfulness into your family, over you and your husband. I'm declaring fruitfulness, and I'm calling forth that seed of multiplication over you now and within you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I declare over your husband and over you a release of fruitfulness right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As we were sharing earlier, I felt that there was, I saw this person, and I felt it was somebody in business that the enemy is trying to bring fear. I saw you constantly looking over your shoulder, constantly looking over your shoulder. I'm fearful of what is coming. Fearful, it's as though you're expecting something. It's not, I kept thinking, maybe it's something you've done, but it's not. It's not something you've done. It's something that you're concerned may happen. And I rebuke this fear now in the name of Jesus. For you have not, the Lord has not given you a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Mm. And I want to declare into your situation now, dunamis power, explosive power, miraculous power into your situation. As the Lord revealed his presence to the Israelites in the desert by with a pillar of fire by night and a cloud by day, I want to declare over you and over your business that the Lord will reveal his miraculous power to you in a sign, wonder, and miracle over your life.
Amen. I've just had a picture for someone tonight, and it's a picture of, I see that you have been crying and crying and crying, and I see a bottle being contained with all your tears. I see all your tears that have been gathered in a bottle, and I see the Lord taking them tonight and just pouring them upon your head. But as it's poured out upon your head, it's like oil. And I felt there was joy in the oil as God actually just takes your tears and turns that mourning into dancing, turns that sorrow into great joy in your life. So I bless you with that tonight in Jesus' name.
Yeah, Father, and I want to release that word also over. I just had the sense as Cheryl was speaking that is also for somebody who's experienced very personal loss. That the Lord is bringing, that the Lord is turning that mourning into dancing.
Yeah.
The Lord is bringing a restoration of joy.
Amen.
Within your life.
Amen.
And I'm talking about a restoration of joy. Amen. Father, I pray that that whoever this is will birth an Isaac, a son of laughter. I want to declare a birthing of Isaac over you, a son of laughter. There's also somebody, I believe, there could actually be more than one person, but I had the sense that there was one, maybe two people online with us this evening that there's choices that have been laid before you, but you're nervous on what to choose. You're thinking that there's choices you need to make, and you're going, Lord, show me what you are in. Show me the choice that you want me to make. And I felt the Lord say, it's like all of these glasses were put down in front of you. And as I said that, I thought that they were glasses when I felt that glasses, as in drinking glasses, communion glasses and that. But I felt the Lord say, they are glasses that he's put down before you. And whatever you choose, he will bless. He's given you the choice. And whatever you choose, He will bless.
Amen. So we release a blessing upon everyone online tonight. Father, I pray for sweet dreams. May you take us in the night hours. May you take us all into a place of encounter with you. We just bless everyone online tonight in Jesus' name.
Yeah, Father, and just a word of knowledge. I believe that there's somebody online with us this evening that is struggling with pain. It's in your right leg. I had the sense it was in your right leg. Pain in your in your leg, and I had a sense that it was linked to DVT. It was linked to circulation, and I want to declare over you this evening restoration of circulation within your body. There's no imbalance in the body of Christ. There's no imbalance in the body of Christ, and I want to declare over you a restoration of circulation and complete healing over your circulatory system and your vascular system in the name of Jesus.
Dissolve the clot, Lord.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes. Yes, complete health and healing over this person's mobility and over others. I have a sense that there are people struggling with mobility issues. And I want to declare restoration of mobility over your bodies in the name of Jesus. As the Lord is restoring that, over his body, movement over his body, I want to declare over you that the restoration within you will be a sign and a wonder, as in evidence that the Lord is doing over his own body.
Yeah, I just had another picture of someone with a blindfold on their eyes. I don't know if it's a physical blindness, but it's definitely a spiritual blindness. You can't see the way forward. So, Father, I want to pray for that person right now. And, Father, we want to remove the blindfold from their eyes. And we speak sight. Where there has been blindness, we speak clarity of sight into their spirit, into their eyes right now, that they would see like never before with great clarity in Jesus' name.
Yeah, Father, and I just want another word of knowledge. I have a sense that there's somebody also just online that is concerned about their heart and has been experiencing like discomfort, not constant, but just this discomfort going up just across to your left shoulder, and you're concerned about your heart. I want to declare over your heart now a creative miracle, that the Lord will take a heart from the storerooms of heaven and transplant that into your body. Unblock all arteries. You are not responsible. I want to tell you, you are not responsible. And I want to declare healing over your heart now, a creative miracle. And whatever has weighed upon your heart, that the Lord will remove that burden as well in the name of Jesus. And I rebuke fear. That the enemy will not come against you anymore with fear, and the spirit of death will not try and steal the destiny upon your life. There are people on tonight, as I said, that have had a concern about the length of their lives, that they've had this fear because of family stuff that has happened in your family. I want to tell you, the destiny of God upon your life will not be robbed. The Lord will, there's a destiny upon your life. And as David stood before Goliath and said, "You will fall today," I'm paraphrasing, said, "You will fall today because I serve the God, I serve the God of all creation. You will fall today." I want to declare that over the spirit, the spirit of death that would want to try and come and steal, kill, and destroy in your life. You are falling right now. Be gone in the name of Jesus. And I declare over your life a restoration of faith where there's been fear, a restoration of love where there's and wholeness where there's been concern and anxiety.
Yeah, I also just want to pray for that heart condition. I want to pray for the rhythm of God. I pray for a right rhythm in your heart, a right heartbeat, that God would reset your heartbeat in accordance with heaven. And I also want to pray rest over your life, physical and spiritual rest. We pray into you, and we pray for your peace. Pray for the Lord's peace upon you, in Jesus' name.
Yeah, Father, and I pray that all tension will go. All tension will go. And Father, these headaches that this person's been experiencing, I'm not saying that the person with the heart that we prayed over, with the heart, but I just had the sense, just had this feeling just rise up in the back of my neck here. And this sense of this headache developed. Just, I wasn't feeling the headache, but I had the sense of this headache in the back of my head. I want to rebuke the tension that this person is experiencing. And I want to speak over their head. Pain be gone in the name of Jesus. And I also want to declare that whatever the root cause of that is, whatever is causing that tension, that is causing the headache, be resolved now in the name of Jesus. I pray for a solution. I want to declare a solution where there seems to be no solution, what seems to be impossible. I want to declare a solution tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you'll give this person a word of knowledge as they think, what can I do? Give them a word of knowledge and wisdom, increased wisdom within that in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. I think, Pastor Fuller, we're coming to the end now. Do you have any more? Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Can I just ask everyone online, Lord, be it unto me according to your word. Not one tittle, not one jot of your word falls to the ground unfulfilled. Lord, when you send your word prospers where you have sent your word accomplishes what you please, like the rain that falls down from heaven and waters the earth and makes the seed planted in the earth to spring forth and sprout. It says, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. Lord, thank you for your word. Be it unto me according to your word. Every single jot, tittle of your word be fulfilled in my life, in my life, in my life, in my life. You know, like Mary said, I could almost hear someone say, Lord, how shall these things be? The same manner, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and overshadow you. The power of the Holy Spirit, the zeal of the house of the Lord will accomplish this. You just receive the word tonight and let the Spirit of God begin to do the miraculous, the impossible, for the glory of God. And Father, we just thank you. We thank you because he that waters shall be watered also. Thank you, Lord, for Cheryl and Gary. As you have flowed into them and flowed through them, Lord, I thank you for a watering. Lord, wells in the name of Jesus. Wells turning into rivers, abundance. Lord, the forces of the Gentiles flow to them. Resources, Lord, resources, abundance in the name of Jesus. Lord, a sound of abundance. Lord, thank you. As your waters flow, every area where there's dryness in the name of Jesus, Lord, water Cheryl, water Gary. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, your word also says that the husbandman will be the first partaker of the fruit, Lord, the fruit of your word tonight, the fruit of the seed of your word. So tonight, I pray, Lord, Cheryl and Gary will be first partakers. And Lord, as a sign to them, Father, thank you for doing that which is impossible.
Thank you
for doing that which is impossible. Father, thank you to the glory and praise of your name. And Lord, we just say once again, be it unto us according to your word. Lord, as families, as individuals, as a church, thank you for bringing us to that place of manifestation. Manifestation of your glory. Manifestation of your glory. Blessed be your name, Lord, forevermore. In the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Wow. Thank you so much. You know, I'm still taking away that honoring the body, honoring those in the body. It's so profound. You know, Jesus said one thing, that this is one way people will know you are my disciples. When we show love one for another, and the place of communion, it's just that place where we, you know, like you said, honor the body, but then every fracture, every brokenness, everything that's fractured, everything that's torn apart, it's the place of healing. It's the place of restoration. It's the place of deliverance. And that's what we receive tonight. We believe God has done. Thank you for yielding yourselves, you know, and being vessels of honor to us tonight. Can I just ask everyone, please, all over the place, can you just celebrate and thank and honor the Smiths? You know, I said at the start, I saw in the comments someone say, blacksmith, yeah, goldsmith, wordsmith. Yeah.
So, you know, tonight as well, Pastor.
Yeah, apparently that is actually the history of my surname, is from a blacksmith, goldsmith. That's the history where it originated.
Amazing. Well, now it's not a word, the word Smith, the word of God. Glory be to God. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah, thank you, people, appreciating you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And of course, you know, we've had you online. We're going to have you offline soon. We're downloading you right into our physical services. So I'm sure the whole church is saying amen. I look forward to you coming over.
We'll look forward to that as well.
Yeah.
We feel like we've part of the. Even though we can't see one tonight, we can see some of the comments coming up. So
that's right. That's right. And, you know, I will even say that some people who have never commented, I'm seeing them commenting tonight. So that's what the Word of God has done. It's brought people out. And I think you said something about that too. You know, it's time to show forth. It's time to step out. It's time to, you know, come out. And the profound, the presence of God in the waves. The waves becomes my dancing floor. Come on. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you very much again, Cheryl. Thank you, Gary. God bless you. And thank you, everyone, from all over the place where you're worshiping with us, joining from. And those who will watch this recorded broadcast, the word of God is ever fresh. When it was released, when it was recorded, when it was replayed, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And be it unto you according to the word that's been released tonight. Mix it with faith, and every one of us will enjoy the profiting. So thank you.